Quetting. She'll be speaking on Do Perceptions of Neighborhood Safety Modify the Effectiveness of an Intervention to Promote Physical Activity or Major Correlate of Obesity. Jamila is a doctoral candidate of health behavior and health education at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. She uses multi-level modeling to examine and influence the social environment on obesity among low to moderate income multi-ethnic populations. Her dissertation examines the relationship between psychosocial stress and central adiposity. She plans to defend her dissertation in 2014 and is currently seeking postdoctoral research fellowships. Thank you. Welcome, Jamila. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, panelists, for presenting. My work takes a slightly different shift by looking at central adiposity, which is the tendency for fat to accumulate in the waist. And one of my co-authors and my dissertation chair is in the audience, Dr. Amy Schultz. If you could just raise your hand. Oh, sorry. Thank you for coming today. So the title of my presentation is, Do Perceptions of Safety Modify the Effectiveness of an Intervention to Promote Physical Activity, a Major Correlate of Obesity? And I have no relationships to disclose. I want to begin by acknowledging our funders, the National Institute of Minority Health and Health Disparities, the National Institute of General Medical Sciences, and the University of Michigan Rackham Merit Fellowship and the Rackham Travel Grant. The data for this project was collected by the Healthy Environments Partnership. The Healthy Environments Partnership is a community-based participatory research partnership that focuses on understanding and addressing aspects of the social and physical environment and their implications for health disparities and cardiovascular disease. The partnership is made up of community members, community-based organizations, and several communities in Detroit, as well as health service providers and academic researchers at the University of Michigan. The HEP Steering Committee consists of representatives from each of the partner organizations and oversees all aspects of the project. It meets monthly to discuss and to make decisions regarding the project's direction. One of the members of the HEP Steering Committee, Cassandra Gaines, is a co-author on this paper, but she was unable to co-present with me today. HEP used the CBPR process to design interventions to promote physical activity among residents of Detroit. Challenges noted by those residents for physical activity included safety, and facilitating factors included social support. Based on these and other results of a community assessment, HEP designed the Walk Your Heart to Health intervention that promoted safety by walking in groups and also emphasized development of social support for physical activity within the groups. In this slide, Cindy Gamboa, a project coordinator and community resident of Detroit, will discuss the Walk Your Heart to Health intervention.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Cindy, even though she's not here. But now that Cindy has described the Walk Your Heart to Health intervention, I will walk you through our study rationale. So we know that physical activity is associated with many positive benefits for our health. It's associated with reduced blood pressure, cholesterol, blood glucose, and waist circumference. However, many do not meet the requirements for, well, the recommended requirements for physical activity. Some promising strategies for increasing physical activity includes the use of physical activity interventions. However, the effectiveness of these interventions vary by environmental context, including things like perceived safety. Observational studies have shown that perceived safety is positively associated with physical activity, where individuals who perceive their area as safe increase their physical activity more than those who perceive it as less safe. Similarly, physical activity interventions that suggest that low perceived safety may weaken the effects of physical activity interventions among urban residents. However, very few of these interventions were walking groups, and even fewer used objective measures of physical activity. The second part of this study examined the relationship between stress and central adiposity. Perceived safety may be a type of psychosocial stress associated with increased central adiposity. And low perceived safety may reduce positive effects of physical activity on central adiposity through the stress process response. Based on our study rationale, we created this conceptual model. The yellow arrows represent parts of this study that have already been confirmed. The white arrows represent main effects, and the black arrows represent modifying effects. If I can draw your attention to the yellow arrows, here, Dr. Schultz and colleagues confirmed that participation in the Walk Your Heart to Health walking groups increased the number of steps per day within the walking group and made reductions in waist circumference. And in this study, we controlled for age and race, and we tested three hypotheses. Our first hypothesis was that participants who perceive the walking route as less safe will participate in the intervention less than participants who perceive the area as more safe. This means that we hypothesize that an individual who perceives the walking route as less safe will attend less walking group meetings. Our second hypothesis is that low perceived safety will weaken the effect of participation on physical activity. In other words, participants who attend walking group meetings with lower perceptions of safety will take less steps during the walking groups than those who perceive the route as more safe. And lastly, participants who perceive the walking route as less safe will have less an effect of physical activity on central adiposity. Said differently, participants who increase the number of steps with low perceptions of safety will have less reductions in waist circumference than those who perceive the area as more safe. So for this analysis, we looked at a subset of 473 participants in the Walk Your Heart to Health intervention. They were 18 years or older, predominantly Black and Hispanic, and they were hosted by 7 faith-based organizations and 6 community-based organizations. And I used generalized estimation equations to test longitudinal hypotheses, to test longitudinal models. So the participants were 48 years or older, had a mean of 48 years. They were over 90% women, 60% were Black, nearly a third were Hispanic. They had a mean waist circumference of 100.9, which was nearly 40 inches. And their mean participation was 7.6 weeks with at least one attendance. They walked a mean of 7,615 steps, and they had a mean perceived safety of 1.9. Since most of our participants perceived the route as safe, we dichotomized the safety variable from a 5-point scale in order to give us more power to examine differences between those who felt the route were safe and those who felt the route were less safe. So here's what we found. We found that perceived safety was not significantly associated with participation in the Walk Your Heart to Health intervention. However, perceived safety was positively associated with the number of mean steps taken per day. And perceived safety also modified association between participation and steps, with participants who perceive the route as more safe taking more steps than those who perceive the route as less safe. And perceived safety did not modify association between steps and waist circumference. And here on the right, we have a picture of some of our walking group participants wearing t-shirts that were made specifically for their walking group. So in summary, perceived safety was not associated with participation, and individuals who perceived the walking group route as safe walked more steps than those who did not. And the strength of the association between participation and physical activity differed by perceived safety. Reductions in waist circumference with increases in physical activity did not differ by perceived safety. So here are implications, and I want to direct your attention to the last two. Interventions that promote social support and address concerns for safety can be effective in promoting physical activity in urban neighborhoods. And lastly, investments in safe walking routes can enhance the effectiveness of interventions to promote physical activity in urban environments. And these are the references that were cited during this presentation. Thank you for your time.